Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode was sponsored by Carolyn Todd, an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA, an essential oils company changing the world one drop at a time, providing the purest, highest quality essential oils and products. Her goal is to empower you and your loved ones with health and wellness. To learn more about working with Carolyn, check out her website at http://mydoterra.com/Carolyn Todd. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is season 3, episode number 8. This episode, I will share a little bit about my continued recovery and also share information about Women's History Month and the upcoming stimulus checks. And so, on the last episode, I was recording from home. I had just gotten out of the Tier Memorial Hermann Cady Hospital. I've been home for a little over a week, and I am so glad to be home. But everyone thinks that I'm doing too much, but I don't think that I am. I've been able to go up and down the stairs independently. I go check the mail by myself, and I've even started to drive a little bit. But I will say that each day is a challenge to actually get up and get dressed and figure out what I need to do with myself. I could choose to lie around and rest like everyone is saying that I should be doing, but then I feel that I would lose the physical progress that I've made. So I'll be honest as well and say that my mind is still moving a little slower than I would like, and that I'm not able to just jump back in to things, even though everyone thinks that I have just jumped right on back in. But I know that it will get better. So that's the update on my health. And I wanted to just take a moment to thank everyone for all of their well wishes and balloons and gifts and things of that nature. And so I truly appreciate it. So let's continue to celebrate Women's History Month. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, I said that this was going to be a Women in Business series. And so, as you know, with all of the health issues, I haven't been able to do any of the interviews that I had scheduled. So I'm moving everybody back to summertime because I have a new book coming out. And so the book, we're going to start really pushing it in April. And so those are going to be the interviews for that. So everyone else will get moved out to over the summertime. But I felt it only right for the month of March to kind of jump in and get on the bandwagon with Women's History Month. And so every year, March is designated Women's History Month by presidential proclamation. The month is set aside to honor women's contributions in American history. Women's History Month began as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California. The Education Task Force of the Sonoma County, California Commission on the Status of Women planned and executed a Women's History Week celebration all the way back in 1978. The organizer selected the week of March 8th to correspond with International Women's Day. The movement spread across the country as other communities initiated their own Women's History Week celebrations the following year. In 1980, a consortium of women's groups and historians, led by the National Women's History Project, which is now the National Women's History Alliance, successfully lobbied for national recognition. In February 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8, 1980 as National Women's History Week. Subsequent presidents continued to proclaim a National Women's History Week in March until 1987, when Congress passed Public Law 100-9, designating March as Women's History Month. Between 1988 and 1994, Congress passed additional resolutions requesting and authorizing the president to proclaim March of each year as Women's History Month. Since 1995, each president has issued an annual proclamation designating the month of March as Women's History Month. The National Women's History Alliance selects and publishes the yearly theme. The theme for Women's History Month in 2021 captures the spirit of these challenging times. Since many of the women's suffrage centennial celebrations originally scheduled for 2020 were curtailed, the National Women's History Alliance is extending the annual theme for 2021 to Valiant Women of the Vote, Refusing to be Silenced. I've included a link to the History Channel online in the show notes where they highlight five Black suffragists. And so, just like I did last week, I will share another one of these strong women with you. So, we have Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, who lived from 1825 to 1911. At a time in America when the majority of Black people were enslaved, And women were rarely encouraged to have political opinions, much less them in public, Frances Ellen Watkins Harper became a genuine celebrity as an orator, second only to abolitionist Frederick Douglass in terms of prominent African-American writers of her era. The poet, essayist, and novelist frequently went on speaking tours to discuss slavery, civil rights, and suffrage, and donated many of the proceeds from her books to the Underground Railroad. I was not aware of her. Born in 1825 in Baltimore to free Black parents, Harper received a rigorous education at the Watkins Academy for Negro Youth, founded by her uncle, Reverend William Watkins, an abolitionist and educator. As a teenager, she began sending her poems, which explored abolition, enslavement, and her Christian faith, to local African-American newspapers and published her first poetry collection called Autumn Leaves around 1845. Decades later, her novel, Lola Leroy, one of the first to be published by a Black woman in the United States, told the story of a mixed-race woman raised as white, then sold into slavery, addressing themes of race, gender, and class. Harper moved north in 1850 to teach, during which time she lived in a home that served as an Underground Railroad station. Hearing the stories of escaped slaves cemented her activism, along with the passage of an 1854 law that forced free Blacks who entered her home state of Maryland from the North into slavery. Unable to return home, she channeled her thoughts into activist writing and speaking. When it came to the cause of women's suffrage, Harper was convinced it would not be achieved unless Black and white women worked together. But while Harper initially worked with leaders like Stanton and Anthony, she was also one of the first women to call them out in terms of their racism, notes Jenkins. Harper's most famous confrontation came when she spoke at the 1866 National Women's Rights Convention. "You white women speak here of rights," Harper told the crowd, calling them out for their lack of female solidarity across racial divides. "I speak of wrongs." I believe that that was probably a very powerful speech that she made. And you can check out the rest of the Black suffragists at the History Channel. It's www.history.com/news/black-suffragists-19th-amendment. And lastly, you know, we have the stimulus checks coming. And I just wanted to encourage everyone to use the stimulus check wisely. We talk about rehabbing your money. A lot of people have started businesses even during the pandemic. And this is a seed that you can plant to start that business. This is a seed that you can plant to start writing that book. So don't just go and buy a new pair of shoes or, you know, pay a bill unless that bill is like really, really due. But utilize this as a seed to be able to spark that dream that you've always wanted. So $1,400 is, you know, decent amount of money to be able to do a couple things with. So I just wanted to encourage you to at least consider planting it as a seed. So that's all I got for you today. I'm looking forward to engaging with you more as I continue to recover. Talk to you guys next week. Start.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So I would just like to say for anyone who's listening, now we talked a lot about me and my path to get here, but from a work perspective on what we offer, if anyone out there is listening who wants to get their book written or has an idea for a product, you know, our goal is to make it really easy for the first-time author, the first-time product, you know, developer. If you are interested in creating something fun, whether you're an artist or you have a story to tell, you know, let us know. I think this publishing world can be a little intimidating, and I want to try to make that not. So it's like you said, Karen, we try to make it easy. You know, we try to make it really user-friendly, and you don't have to print a lot. We can literally print one. So if you're interested in doing something like that, please take a look at our website.
And so tell everyone your website and your social media handles for whatever, if you're on Instagram or Facebook.
Yep. So our website's vervante.com, and I think you can find us on both Facebook and Instagram at Vervante. I've been blessed to build this business over the last 21 years with word of mouth, so we don't do a lot of marketing or social media. We do have a blog and a website. We do a newsletter, so you check out our website. I think you get most of the information there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.